Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. I'm glad you're able to drop in tonight because I've just got another of those boxes of records from my mate in the States. He certainly does find the right stuff, even if he doesn't collect jazz or hot dance music himself. I like sharing the good things of life with friends, so let's have an hour of listening to what was in the box, or as much of it as we can manage. It's a mixed bag, I must say. The top one was a beautiful copy of Crazy Rhythm by Miff Mole and his Little Molars, with Dudley Fosdick on mellophone, Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpets, and Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor. Crazy Rhythm, the first hot recording of a jazz standard. Pretty good, isn't it? Then there was this beautiful instrumental blues record by Clarence Williams Blue Five, all eight of them, playing Black Snake Blues, with a gorgeous tuba solo by Cyrus Sinclair and some great muted cornet by Ed Allen. Collectors thought this was King Oliver for years, you know. Well, it's certainly that good. Thank you. Black Snake Blues by Clarence Williams Blue 5. I'm sorry about the rather scratchy surface on that one, but you've got to take the rough with the smooth. Well, we'll have some more after the break.
Hello there. My name's Kerry Juby. If you have to get up at 5 o'clock, everybody, believe me, I know how you feel. Why don't you join me? I'll be here between 5 and 6:30 every weekday morning with plenty of lively music. I'll try and wake you up. And plenty of time checks to get you to work on time. I look forward to your company between 5 and 6:30 every weekday morning. Okay? I'll see you then.
Next week, the House of Piccadilly are again bringing you Britain's finest golf in the Piccadilly World Match Play Championship at Wentworth. Defending his title is 5 times winner Gary Player, and lined up against him are 7 of the world's leading golfers, including the reigning US Open champion Hale Irwin, last year's runner-up Graham Marsh, Britain's Peter Oosterhuis, and Tony Jacklin. Follow the excitement as these great competitors clash in the Piccadilly World Match Play Championship at Wentworth. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week.
Here we are back on Mardi Gras. Well, both those first two records I played were from the late 20s, so I thought, oh yes, this chap's found a collection of jazz records from the Golden Age or something. But then I saw the next one was a much later recording, 1938 or thereabouts. It didn't look much like a jazz item at all. It was Moonlight and Roses by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and I must admit I shuddered. Like man, I don't dig that jive the most. Well, then I turned it over. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, but the same bunch. Well, determined to be fair and to improve my musical education, or at least widen it, I played it.
Shiver like jelly on the blade. Mama wanted to know last night why all the boys treat Sister Kate so nice. Everybody in our neighborhood knows she can shimmy and it's understood. No, I'm late, but it'll be up to date. Wanna learn how to shimmy, shimmy like sister, shimmy like my sister Kate.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Sister Kate. Not at all bad, is it? Seems that rather nice trumpet was played by a man named Everett Stover. No, I've never heard of him either, but I think he had what it takes, don't you? Come to think of it, so did Henry Hot Lips Bussey, Paul Whiteman's original trumpet man, who has a good solo on his own record of Red Hot Henry Brown, which was next in line. Here it is.
Thank you.
Red Hot Henry Brown, or Passionate Henry, as the Spanish translation on the label says. I'll swear that double-stopping violin was by Joe Venuti, back in 1925, too. Venuti's partner on guitar, Eddie Lang, also appeared on a record in this box, but playing, of all things, Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor, unaccompanied. Not jazz, I know, but isn't it really beautiful? Eddie Lang plays Rachmaninoff, and I doubt if Andre Segovia or Julian Bream could do better. We'll be back with some more music after the break. We are back on Mardi Gras. There's a certain amount of more or less junk in my box because, of course, as I said, my chap over there doesn't really know what jazz is, and I suspect he thought this one was right in my line of country. So it is. It's good fun, though I realise it isn't for jazz purists. It's Harry Reese's Jazz Pilots playing She Don't Wanna with vocal by their drummer, Tom Stacks. There's some nice trumpet by Tommy Gott, who played with Paul Whiteman in London in 1923 and is still living, they tell me, hale and hearty. So here we go with the 1927 song hit, She Don't Wanna. Thank you.
chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to pet like the others I've met, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. Well, we could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
The sheer poetry of those immortal lines, oh, I plead and beg for one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. They don't write songs like that anymore. Pity. Next in my box was a real rarity, the original 1927 Columbia record of a number called Cat's Head by Joe Manone, that's Wingy, of course, and his Harmony Kings, recorded in New Orleans. Rich, satisfying music from a small band. Thank you. Cat's Head by Joe Wingy Minone's Harmony Kings. I mentioned to my friend over there that I was interested in vintage Duke Ellington and how he's come up with the Mystery Song, made in 1931, but I've had that on HMV for years. Never mind, I've not had The Other Side, which isn't by the Duke at all, but by Mills Blue Rhythm Band. It's a number written by one of their trombonists, Harry White, called Moanin'. Rather nice big band jazz of 1931. I'll be back with some more jazz after the news.
12 o'clock, Richard Mason with Capital News. Mr. Wilson has refused to appear in a television program with the other two party leaders. Mr. Thorpe had suggested they all appear for an hour and a half's discussion before the election. Mr. Heath readily agreed, provided Mr. Wilson said yes too. But we've just heard that the Prime Minister has turned down the idea. Here's Capital's Ian Gilchrist.
In the past, it's been Mr. Wilson who suggested a confrontation on television, and it's been Mr. Heath who said no because it'll turn into an unpleasant personality contest. So by agreeing to it now, Mr. Heath could have been banking his political future on an appeal to the country for unity. He could also have been thought to be making the last throw of a losing and desperate gambler. Either way, what could have been the most exciting piece of television this year won't now take place because Mr. Wilson says the issues before the nation are too grave and too complex to be presented to the people in this way. Ian Gilchrist, Capital News.
Police at Guildford are asking for more witnesses to Saturday night's bombing to come forward. Chief Inspector Chris Rolls says the police hunt for the terrorists is being hampered because the public aren't giving enough help.
People are most probably thinking about it, a little bit reluctant, but I think they will do if we appeal to them. The public have got no time for this sort of thing, and I'm sure they will come round and help us if they can.
The police want to hear from everyone who spent any time in either of the two pubs on Saturday, even if they were there long before the explosions. A new attempt is to be made to try and break the Ford dispute stalemate. It's understood that Ford's will try to improve the offer to the men who work three shifts. This has been the main stumbling block in the dispute. Earlier, the company had demanded the return to work of 1,100 press shop workers at Dagenham before talks could resume. But now they've agreed to meet the unions again, even though the strikers at Dagenham say they will not go back today. London's weather: showers, then a bright start to the day, but rain later. It's 2 minutes past 12. Richard Mason, Capital News, in tune with London.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. And right next to that last record, I found a fine example of small band jazz, vintage 1926. It's Tampico by the original Memphis Five, one of the many attractive and interesting numbers written by Elmer Scherbel, pianist of the Friars Society Orchestra. Phil Napoleon, Miff Mole, Jimmy Lytle, Frank Signorelli and Jack Roth. Fine Dixieland jazz, superbly recorded. Pico by the original Memphis Five. Back in 1929, the great Earl Hines made some piano solos, but this one didn't get issued for 10 or 11 years. I wonder why. Still, here it is, Glad Rag Doll, just a pop tune of the time, and you can bet I was delighted to find it in my box. Thank you. Bad Rag Doll by Earl Hines. I'll be back with some more jazz after the break.
Rod Stewart singing Farewell. That's just a taste of what you'll hear any day you pop into Tapes Galore. Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, has one of London's largest selections of cassettes, cartridges, LPs and singles. And this week, they're selling Rod Stewart's Smiler LP or tape for just £1.75. Why not invest in some good music now at Tapes Galore, 151 Edgware Road, four blocks from Marble Arch, near Safeways. Tapes Galore.
Here we are again, back on Mardi Gras. You know, the fun in getting packages like this is that you never know what's coming next. Now, I've got lots of records of Red Nichols' Five Pennies, and great stuff they are too, but I've never come across any of the ones he made for Victor in 1939 till this arrived. The label says vocal refrain by Red Nichols and the Five Pennies, and they really seem to be having a ball. The title is Robins and Roses.
Play that serenade music. Sure sounds pretty.
Man, what was that?
Why, Red, don't you know what that is?
Sure sounds familiar.
That's a whiffle flue bird.
A what?
A whiffle flue bird.
Ah, go on back to your drums, Harry. That sounds like a plain old bird to me. Boy, now there's a real bird.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Man, don't you see that pretty red breast that bird's got?
Boy, that's a robin pecking on a rose.
Robins, roses, robins and roses.
Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, and there really are only five of them apart from Red himself. And there's also a King Oliver in my batch, in beautiful condition, one of his Dixie syncopators. Beautiful, that is, apart from a chip off the edge that cuts out the introduction. But I thought you'd like to hear what's left. Only the first two or three bars are missing. The title is Jackass Blues, and the singer is Georgia Taylor. King Oliver solos magnificently.
Thank you.
Jackass Blues by King Oliver's Dixie Syncopators with Kid Ory on trombone and Albert Nicholas on clarinet. And we have some more after the break.
Stardust stars David Essex and Adam Faith. It opens in London October 24th. The official premiere is on October the 16th, Capital Radio's first birthday. And we'd like you to be our guests at the Capital birthday premiere of Stardust. All you have to do is identify correctly the titles of these four songs from the film. Listen closely.
Now he won't even look at her.
Easy, right?
Yes, you know you can.
Just write down the titles of those four songs and send them to Stardust, Capital Radio, Euston Tower, London, NW1 3DR. We've got 225 pairs of tickets to give away, 100 copies of the Ronco soundtrack album, and 100 copies of the book Stardust. Closing date for entries October 10th, so get them in today.
Here we are again, back on Mardi Gras. Now, my benefactor knows I like Tiny Parham's record, so I hope he got a kick out of sending this one. I did when I heard it. It's called Doing the Jug Jug. Tiny Parham and his musicians doing the jug jug, whatever a jug jug is. Silly, I suppose, really, to call a tune that, or is it a fancy dance? Oh, I don't know. No worse than the can-can, is it? Anyway, there was a real jug jug. Yes, two jugs. On the next one in the box, and they really blow. The Dixieland Jug Blowers, in another example of exquisite folk poetry, Skip Scat Doodle Doo.
Skip, And that's what low chip on my toes, if I don't, I'm sure to do. I'm going to see the gal, but I'm not going rough. Just going there to strut my stuff. So that's skip, skip, do 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 do.
Skip, scat, doodle, doo by the Dixieland Jug Blowers. And the singer was one of the Jug Blowers, Earl MacDonald. Earl MacDonald had a jug. Skip, scat, doodle, doo. No, perhaps not. Oh, no, perhaps this one should fit the late night Sunday mood perfectly. One of Fats Waller's dignified pipe organ solos. I ain't got nobody.
Thank you.
Fats Waller at the console of the organ in Trinity Church, Camden, New Jersey, in 1927. Well, there were others in my parcel, as I said, but I think the best one to end with is When Day Is Done, especially when it's played by Coleman Hawkins' all-star octet. Benny Carter on trumpet, J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, Danny Polo on clarinet, and the master himself on tenor. Hawkins' all-star octet, When Day Is Done. And that's about it this time. Thank you very much for coming along. Will you join me again next week? Jolly good. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival for best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.